Hey there, what's up? Chris Guillebeau here. I hope your month has been going well. I hope you've been working on something that's important to you. If you've been getting sidetracked, I know that happens to me as well. But I do encourage you to do one thing every day just to get closer to a goal you believe in, even if it's a small thing. And today we are talking about web pages. When you're building a website, not all web pages are created equal. Or to paraphrase, what was it, Animal Farm, all web pages are equal, but some are more equal than others. Now, a listener is wondering, as a matter of prioritization, when you're building a website, what should you focus on? And it's easy to say, well, you got to focus on everything. But of course, that doesn't work because, you know, you can't focus on everything. That's not focusing. So let's hear this question from our listener, Becky, and see if we can figure out which pages are most important on a website.
This is Rachel Layton calling in from Houston, Texas. I was wondering what you think the most important pages are on a website. The reason I'm asking is because I was talking with a consultant who suggested I hire someone to write a lot of content, like specific pages organized around the keywords I'm targeting. Is that more important than something like a good about page and the pages for my products? By more, I mean, if I could go only one direction, which would be better? My budget and time are limited, so it's really important that I focus. Thanks so much.
All right, so there are two ways to answer this question. Just, you know, generically or big picture speaking, like I used to say, you know, the homepage and your about page are the most critical. And I realize in answering that way, I'm showing a bit of my bias because I'm thinking about building a blog or some kind of authority site where you're trying to attract followers, readers, subscribers, you know, for a long period of time. And, you know, that's how you think about it when you're trying to do that. But websites have different goals. So maybe a better way to think about it is, what do you want your visitors to do? And that then gives you your answer. Because if it's a portfolio site, if you're just showing something off, that's a little bit different than the blog slash authority model I just mentioned, or for e-commerce, you know, that's going to be very different as well. So for an e-commerce site, your landing page and product page could very well be the most important. Because if you're trying to sell, after all, everything else is secondary to that goal. So in terms of the content marketing strategy that Becky refers to, well, that's just a strategy, you know, in terms of what the consultant wants to do, in terms of writing a lot of content, creating pages organized around keywords. It is a strategy, and there are other strategies. So I wouldn't say it's the most critical thing. It could be good, depending on the market, the product, etc. But if we're focusing on prioritization, like what is most important, I wouldn't say it's priority number one. So what is priority number one? Figuring out what you want your visitors to do, and then creating the pages that serve those needs. So again, for e-commerce, it's all about the landing page and your product page. All right, I hope that's helpful. And if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can send me a note from there. We'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I'm so glad you're out there. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.